Good morning, UK. No. Good morning, UK. That's the way. I can't believe you guys have all come back. There's something in this material. Anybody have a little bit of a rough sleep last night? Anybody find it a little bit hard going to sleep last night? Show us with your hands. But it's not a bad problem to have, is it? When your brain is sort of switched on a little bit and it starts thinking very, very fast. And you've got all these ideas going through. The important thing is to actually write them down, folks, if you have them. Well, I'm going to give some stuff away. Listen, what happens is when you come to these World Internet Summits, folks, there becomes a little bit of a fellowship. And we have a special forum for you to go along to, and all past attendees go there. And there's actually a link in the folder. We'll tell you all the websites you can go to. But there's a special little forum you can go to and you can ask questions and other fellow attendees will actually answer them for you. Or if not, some of the speakers and experts will actually answer those questions for you. And it's a good little environment to sort of keep the encouragement going. Well, we had our last seminar in the Gold Coast in Australia. And an attendee came along from New Zealand. So we flew from New Zealand to Australia and he got there and he was absolutely blown away. And now he's doing some amazing things on the internet. And he wrote me a letter. And he said, I want you to take, and he actually sent some things with the letter. He said, I want you to take them to the UK for the audience in the UK. And what he's given me is this. He's given me a few things, but the things I want to tell you about right now is he's given me four cameras. Four cameras. And he said, the reason why I'm giving you this is that I made the mistake of coming to the Gold Coast seminar and not taking photos while I was there. And there was things like he wished he had a camera so he could take photos along with experts. Wish he had a camera to take photos with attendees so he could remember who he had, you know, had met and their names and everything. He said, I'm going to give you four cameras. If you can please pass them along to attendees in the UK, I hope they find them very useful. Not a bad deal, right? So let me see who's going to get these cameras. Who wants to tell me something they learned from yesterday's sessions? What did you learn from yesterday's session? Right up here. What's that? Push the button. I'm not going to give a camera away for that. Give me a break. Good start, though.
I learned how to build a website, which I didn't have a clue before, so I feel quite confident I could probably do that now.
So you went from being a newbie, really, mm-hmm. to at least thinking you could put something up on the webpage.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's pretty powerful, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cool.
That's a pretty good thing to learn. Come up, my friend. Now, this guy from Australia is called Scott Wilson, and he's put his business card on there, as every good marketer should do. That is his gift to you, my friend. And look, you've got a friend now in New Zealand, I would imagine, that once you get out of this seminar, you now are talking the same language, mm-hmm. and he wants to extend this across the ocean. So give him an email and tell him what you learned. And guys, you know, Tom is from China, Ted is from the USA, and I'm from Australia. You know, so we're not really close as business partners. So there's no reason why you couldn't find business partners outside the UK. And this could be the start for you.
Yeah, great.
Good one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well done.
Cheers, thanks.
Okay, who else learned something valuable yesterday? Man with the microphone over here.
I learned how important headlines are and that you might have to write 100 of the darn things before you find one that's somewhere near right.
And why would you write 100?
Just so, because actually when you get to maybe the 95th one, that actually turns out to be the best one.
Oh. You listen, my friend. Come on up. I'm going to test you. Well done. Congratulations. There you go. Okay, two cameras left. Who's got something they learnt yesterday?
Be enthusiastic. That applies in life, in everything.
What's that?
Be enthusiastic.
Enthusiastic?
Yeah, I speak English, man.
Hey, you're not supposed to be hanging on the
center. I thought I'm the one that is a problem. Be enthusiastic.
I'll give you a camera because you're so cheeky. I think you're good. Why do you need to be enthusiastic? Come on. Why do you need to be enthusiastic?
I think that will help us overcome a lot of our life problems. Like yesterday, and I know that happened in my life before. There are certain things that I don't really know to do, but as long as I know that I have the passion and enthusiasm, a lot of times I get past the problem.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Because what happens once you walk out these doors? Is it a nice, encouraging environment out there?
Oh, outside this door? Absolutely no.
Do you think you might find challenges out there?
Definitely.
Does anybody agree? Yeah. Outside these doors, it's a whole different world. And so that's why the enthusiasm, you're right, absolutely. Well done, Brad. Go for it.
I like him. Don't you guys like him too?
Of course you like me. I just gave you a camera. Okay. This is the last one. Who have we got here? Who's got the mic? Sorry, bud. Is it this one? This one, yes. Sorry. It's the one behind you.
Hi, Jeff here.
But I'll get some for you. Don't worry, I'll get some for you. Sorry.
Hi. My name's John.
Hey, John.
Hi. Quite a number of things, but first is two things. There's traffic generation and traffic conversion. Mm. And basically, I think what I learned yesterday was not to be frightened of setting a website up. This is fairly straightforward. But what hopefully I'm going to learn in the next few days is how to decide which marketplace and which products to sell. Mm. Yeah, I think that's
yeah, look, the biggest problem you might have, and you all might have, is actually believing you can do it.
Yeah, that's right.
Can I really do that? I mean, these guys make it look so easy, but these are all experts, and they do it all the time, and it's probably a whole big show, and there's probably stuff they're not telling us.
Yeah, that's right. And also, Alan's got lovely hair.
He has even got lovely hair.
Yes, he has, hasn't he? Yeah.
And a man like me appreciates that. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's worth a camera. Come on up.
Okay, thank you. Cheers.
Good one. Best of luck. So use those guys. Use those cameras.
Cheers.
If you can, get photographs of the speakers, get photographs of the attendees. Do these things to try and remember the occasion, because this could be a really turning point in your lives, guys. So listen, anybody heard of a young guy who started in mail order called Ted Siuba? Yeah, he's got a little bit of talent, but he needs encouragement. Well, he's actually written two books. We give those away as well, and he's personally autographed them. So, tell me something else you learned yesterday, folks.
Hi, Jeff. Now it's my turn.
Yes, your turn. Okay.
Well, yesterday I learned or realised that the web is a business and not a site. And I should use a techie to make the techie bits and use my marketing expertise to make me a profit.
That probably one of the most vital things you would have learned yesterday. I agree. Yeah, well done. You can have your choice. There's two books. Which one would you like? No, that one's terrible. Yeah, no, the other one. Okay. Last point. Someone, can we grab someone with the mic there? And we'll take this man up here.
You need an integrated marketing system like Autopilot Reaches or One Shopping Cart.
Yeah, why do you need that?
Automate your business and send out your autoresponders and things like that.
Yes, you do. So why would that be beneficial to you?
It takes a lot of the work away from you.
Anybody interested in doing that? Yeah, that's right. Because with the software that you can have on there, I mean, software is the key to the business. You know, it can take care of 80% of your business for you. That's why you can look like a company, but you're only just one person business. Yeah, I think that's worth it. Come on down. Well done. Now, if I'm not wrong, you actually were an attendee last year.
I was, yes.
Can I just come back for a second? Why are you back again?
Because you can never stop learning. You can never learn enough. And last year, in October when I came last year, most of that stuff last night went straight over my head. This time, having bought Autopilot Riches, having put some of the things into practice that I learnt last year, it makes a lot more sense this time. And you can learn. You can never stop learning.
Good one. Good one. Okay. Well, let's get started, shall we, folks? You ready to learn some more? Clear out the brain. Whatever you learnt yesterday, just put it to the side. We're going to fill it up again today. All right? Will you please welcome to the stage, Ted Siuba.
Yeah! Thank you, Brett. Hey, Brett, can I keep the mic?
Sure you can. It's your gig.
You don't mind. Hey, I tell you what, folks, there was so much good stuff we learned yesterday. And when you get tuned into this, you see it everywhere, don't you? Now, I don't know how many people picked up the Times this morning. You know, headlines, they're supposed to arrest the appropriate people. So even though I was sleepy and bleary-eyed, I go out and get the newspaper, and it said, "We love women." That's an example of a good headline for at least half of the population, don't you think? All right, I'll tell you what. Who wants to know how much money Steiner made yesterday? Do we want to take any bets if we made any or not? Hey, I'll tell you what I'd like to do. You got to recognize genius no matter where it comes from. And unfortunately, this stroke of genius came from my partner. I said, what do you mean? Brett did this? Brett did this last night. You know, this is amazing. So what I'd like to do is, Brett, if I can, get you back up and show everybody what you did and kind of explain briefly how you did it, because he did it last night. I went up to the room about midnight, and it was there. Floor is yours.
You'll have audio through this? Okay. Here's what I want to show you, folks. This is a little bit of advanced marketing, but we thought we might as well at least show you what happened here and what was done. Yesterday we learned with the website that we can actually recommend Steiner's website and have people go to it. You're with me so far, right? We would send an email. And did anybody here actually sign up as an affiliate and promote the website? Okay, a few people. Good one. Thank you. Well done. And so you can just send an email to a database and you can give them the link and hope they click on it. That's the average way to do it. That's definitely an okay way to do it. But why not actually, with all this technology, and this technology is not that hard to use, but it's probably going to blow you away when I show you it, why not use this technology to communicate with your customers a little bit better? So this is all this. This might seem like it's advanced stuff, but really it's just, I'm going that extra step. Instead of writing to you, I'm actually going to talk to you and show you something on the computer. Okay. Did anybody happen to get my email last night at all that I sent out? One,
two, three.
Okay.
Brett, that email was about two or three sentences long.
Yeah, there's maybe two or three sentences long, and it simply was, hi, Janet, I've just made a short video for you about how Norway could help your business. Now, why Norway? I'll show you. And that's all the email said, and I gave him a link and went to this web page here.
I hope we're on broadband.
Okay, Ted, I'm going to need you to juggle.
Do you want to refresh the page?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Oh, you know what? This hotel is crazy. If you don't use it for a few minutes, it drops off and you've got to re-log.
Oh, really?
In other words, you've got to refresh it to get it going. No, you're okay. Don't disconnect. But the green buttons up top.
Gee, we're such experts, aren't we?
Here you go.
Well, hey there. This is Brett McFall, and I wanted to ask you something. Have you ever been to Norway? I haven't been there, but I tell you what, it sounds like an okay place to me. You know, it's just beside Sweden. Turn left at Finland. You can't miss it. And looks like a fairly pretty place. Let's check out this. There's buildings, which is always reassuring. If you want to go and see a place that has buildings. What else does it have? It has statues, but looks like many of them actually don't have any clothes on. Which is interesting. Here's one here, no clothes on. Here's another big tall one here with a whole lot of people with no clothes on. And here's one with a whole lot of kids with no clothes on, with two kids jumping on. Interesting, very interesting. What else they got? Oh, they've got older buildings. And look, they have one here. Here's another statue standing on a big block, and he's wearing a cape, which is different. Okay. And they have boats with swirly things at the top, which I probably think that maybe the Vikings may have used those boats. I think maybe I should have actually paid a bit more attention in school. And they have cars on roads, yes, and houses with many roofs, many angles. Gotta love the angles. And they have fjords, lakes, good for boating. Nice healthy lifestyle. Now, how am I going to turn this? How am I actually going to relate this to what I really want to tell you? Well, there is a relation to this. Let me show you. It's this man here. Steiner Amundsen. Now, I've just come up from the seminar room live at World Internet Summit UK. That's where I am right now, right here in London, Heathrow. And this is literally just minutes ago, a photograph taken of Steiner and Winston. And let me tell you the deal with this. Steiner actually was picked out of the audience, selected from random, and has won the internet challenge. As in, he's actually been given a website, a brand new website, started up from scratch. And for the process tonight, we actually showed Steiner and the whole audience how we're actually going to operate this website, and took the people through it step by step. And Steiner was quite overwhelmed by the whole process and is quite excited about what possibly could happen. Here's another photo. There is Steiner getting presented on stage with, by Ted Siuba, the actual certificate which says he owns the website. Again, this is live on stage in the UK. There's the audience now. There's the sort of stage at the back, so this is looking from the back of the room towards the front. And there's the audience all looking on intently. Oops, I've seen that one. Next photo. There's the back of Steiner's head, actually. There he is, looking down on the audience. There's the audience looking on intently as we go through this step-by-step process. There's Steiner again. This time he's beside David Kavanagh, who's talking more about the marketing of the website and what will happen there, taking him through the whole process. And if we look over to the left here, we'll see Ted Siuba talking to the audience. And it's really quite an interesting night as we show the audience how a website is created from scratch, all the behind-the-scenes stuff. There he is, and there's a happy man. There's Steiner with his thumb up as he's just about to take ownership of his brand new website, which I wanted to show you, and there's a very important reason why. Here it is. And I'm going to take this website in just a second. But bottom line is this. There's a photo of Steiner in the middle with Ted Stube on the left, Alan Forrest Smith, our promoter here in the UK, Tom Hoare on the right, and there's me just beside him with a very attractive pink tie, which I'm sure you would just love to see if you were here. You'd be very proud of me. As we go down the page, we find out that what really that Steiner has on offer is a telecast, which is, it's a world broadcast, worldwide broadcast, this weekend. We're going to ask the experts we have here, 12 of the best internet experts in the country, in the world even, this question. Why did you succeed on the internet in such a dramatic way, and how can your experience help the average person? So you think you might be able to learn something from that? I think you just might be able to. Because I'll show you the actual experts who are on offer. People like Armand Moran, Stephen Pierce, Kirk Christensen, very well-known names in the internet business, and very, very good marketers, and a whole cast here, 12 experts to be precise, all going to give their answer to that question. So I mean that even if you're in business, no matter what you're in, there's got to be some gems in there that you could use. Just a new way to look at your business, a new way to look at marketing, and that's really where the value comes in. But there's an even bigger reason for you to actually check this site out, because if you actually go for that actual telecast, and you can listen to it live, or you can listen to it, you know, as a recording afterwards, there's 7 free bonuses with a value of $2,423.95, which you might think is over the top. That's why I want you to check the website out, so you can see for yourself. Here's a product here that's actually valued at $497. It's going to be yours, okay? It's going to be yours. You're going to own it. And there's actually a little product there for me. There's number 2. This is a brand new product of mine, and you wouldn't have seen this yet. It's called The Inside Secrets of Using Audio and Video to Make Extra Sales on Your Website. And that's valued at $37 US. Plus, you know, free bonus 3, number 4, number 5. There's one there valued at $1,497. You've got to go check this out. That's why I'm sending you this email and giving you this message, because it's so valuable. I haven't been involved with such a strong offer for a long time. So, if you're smart, here's what you'll do. I'm going to take you straight to this website right now. You can check out Steiner's story yourself. And this is Brett McCall coming to you live from World Internet Summit UK. And I really think this is an offer you should check out right now. Enjoy. Okay, now. Did I do anything there that an average person couldn't do? Was it overly technical? Okay. What did I really do there, folks? Why did I start talking about Norway, things like that, rather than just recommending the site straight away? Curiosity? Got their attention, build the relationship, I think we heard from up there, is that right? Mm-hmm. And it's a bit silly, I was a bit flippant, just very relaxed, just sort of because we all want to be entertained and not just be given this hard sales pitch all the time. And so that's generally the sort of stuff that I would try to use wherever I can, because it's nice and easy. Can you do that, folks? Yeah. And you'll see that. So we talked about Norway, you know, made a few silly jokes, showed a Steiner. So we created a relationship there with Steiner. Because before that email, no one actually knew him. So we had some photographs there, you know, and I told him about the whole experience of what we were doing. It was on stage, where we were at. So just educating people to what we're really doing here. And then I take them automatically to the web page for them to check out. So they don't have to do a thing, to simply watch the video, and it gets taken to the web page. Is that pretty cool or what? Yeah. It should get your mind going, folks. Really get your mind going nuts. Does anybody have any quick questions about this, what I showed you here? Just get a mic to you, my friend.
Okay. A question involving the way you've handled this plus the general marketing. As a non-marketing person, in looking at these offers, etc., on the net, there's a tremendous amount of things you've got to go through. The same with the presentation you did. You went on for a long time, entertaining as it was, etc. Is that not off-putting?
It's a good question. Is it not off-putting? Here's the thing. We went out to my database, and so they know me, and I know why they're on my database. So ultimately, the email said to them very shortly, here's how Norway could help you grow your business. So there's our headline and a reason to watch our video. And it was entertaining and wasn't too long, I don't believe, that would get you going, huh, and clicking off. Hey, I hope. But this is the sort of thing which makes you stand out. And I didn't expect everyone to actually watch my video, but then Ted ended up grabbing my whole video and showing it to a whole different market as well. And we're going to see if it worked in just a second. But in terms of, is it off-putting? I doubt it. I think it's the opposite. I think it actually makes it stand out and above the norm. And, of course, what we would do, we would actually test. Okay? And this is the thing. And I'm going to keep on hammering this down your throat the whole weekend, folks, that it's not about what you think. It's about what the test results bring back. That's the ultimate thing, okay? And we test this stuff, and this is why I did this. I had that all planned. I knew I was going to do something about whoever the winner was, because we test these things, and you have to stand out in the crowd. Do you agree with that? Hmm. So we'll certainly see. Good question, though.
How long did it take you to do that, then, Brett?
That video goes for about 5 minutes, and I think it took me about half an hour overall. I quickly went on the internet. I typed in Norway photos. Took me to that website. I thought, okay, there's some photos there I can make some stuff up about. I found, you know, I typed in map of Norway into another search engine that brought up the map at the very start. I plugged my camera into my laptop with some photos that I'd taken. Just before we went our way last night, I talked to Steiner, we took some photos, and so about half an hour, put it together.
And what did you use to put it together?
Ah, good, that's the question. That's the question you should be asking. How did you do it? It's a program called Camtasia. Camtasia 2.0. Camtasia. Anybody used that before? Good, a few of you, okay. You like it? Okay, that's just a little example of what you can do. And it gives you really effective marketing, guys. Really simple, but really effective.
And how long, can I just ask another question? But do you market that to your whole database? Including
yes.
Your scrapbooking clients? And
yes, I sent it out to about 20,000 last night.
And do you actually test the results they get from the different databases?
No, I don't test the results I get from different databases, no. I'm not that detail-orientated. Probably someone would, but I wouldn't.
You market everything to all your databases.
No, I don't. No, that was last time was a special promotion. So because most of the people in my database actually like business and want to be in business, then I thought it applied to them. But I have separate databases that I would, you know, for separate levels of memberships that I have and stuff like that, that I would segregate. Yes, I would.
Okay,
but last
thanks.
Night I sent it to everyone.
Thanks.
One more question, and I'll.
Is this working?
I hope so.
Good. I'm Dee.
Hi, Dee.
How do you test this? If you send this out to everybody, what is the test that you're using? Because this is like a one-off thing.
Yeah.
So how are you knowing how effective it is?
No, I can't test this weekend.
Right.
But before here, before this weekend, I test this type of marketing. And so I know...
Some out with and some without.
That's right, yes, indeed. Yeah, I would take a database. I would take two of my databases, let's say. I would send one email to one, a regular affiliate email, and just another email to another database showing a presentation like this. And we'd be able to work out which one pulled the most.
Oh, thanks.
Good one. Okay, anyway, any questions, guys, you can come up and talk to me later on. No problem at all. Hope you enjoyed that.
Good job. Let's give Brent a hand. All right, folks, I'll tell you what. Forbes magazine, does everybody know Forbes? Yeah. They wrote a little thing and they said, if we could be alive at any one time to get rich, it would be here and now because of the internet. You got it, because of the internet. Amazing. USA Today in an article said something that contradicted everything I'd ever heard before. Everything I'd ever heard was real estate has made more millionaires than anything else. Is that not what we've heard? Yeah. USA Today, the internet in its short time, and it only became graphical, as in pictures, in 1994, right, has made more millionaires than any other industry in history. Are you at the right place at the right time? Yeah. Sure. So let's find out, what did we do last night to see if this stuff can happen real quick? Steiner, would you come up for a second here? Go ahead and take the mic there. Steiner, you've got how many people working for you as of 8 a.m. this morning making money?
17.
17 people working for Steiner. Steiner, did you send out an email yourself?
No.
All the sales are made by other people. Great. Now, you're building a list. You've got purchasers and subscribers. How many subscribers do you have, people you can communicate with and sell?
I'm not sure about that. 180, is it?
It's actually 120.
20. That's
Chinese language, folks. Excellent. Now, you do have a number of orders as of 8 a.m. this morning. And how many orders did you receive?
11.
11 orders. Did you work real hard to make that money?
No.
You were sleeping, weren't you?
Yeah.
Only on the internet. Now, this is the number everybody wants to know. How much money do you have in your bank account as of 8 a.m. this morning?
$1,946.
All right, Steiner. Would you give us your impression of how you feel or what it means to you now?
Oh, it's very exciting. I'm speechless.
Good. Let's give a hand. Thank you, Steiner. All right. Hey, the next thing we're going to do is we're going to have every one of the speakers come up, introduce themselves, give a brief 3-minute presentation of what they're going to be doing, who they are. And the reason why we do this, by the way, is we wanted to solve some of the problems that we've seen at other seminars, i.e., until the speaker comes up, you may be sitting beside them and eating at the table beside them. You don't even know who they are. Is that not right? Yeah. So that's the whole purpose. This is designed for you. The speakers like it, too. But the speakers at the World Internet Summit, uniquely from anybody else, they are making themselves available so that you'll find them here on breaks. They'll identify what their area of expertise is, what they're going to be talking about, and you can connect with them. And, you know, and like last night in the bar, I saw a lot of people. I said, man, do you know that this guy made $4.2 million last year? And how come nobody's talking to him? It could be because they didn't know who he was, right? So we're going to solve that. So speakers, if I can just kind of get you to queue up back in the back, and we'll call you up one at a time. Like to have you about 3 minutes, tell us who you are and what you're going to give to us. And why don't we have the first one that could come up? How about a guy like Mike Stewart would be a good one to kick it off. Let's welcome from Atlanta, Georgia, Mr. Mike Stewart.
Thank you.
Boy, you'd never know it was 9 a.m. in the morning. That's more like 9 p.m. in the night. Come on up, Mike.
It's only 4 a.m. to me. Good morning, everyone. You know, I love London, and I love Heathrow. Do you know why I love Heathrow? Because my beloved Beatles left there to come to my country 40 years ago. So it's really neat to be here. And you know, what I want to tell you and teach you later this afternoon, so everyone that goes to lunch, be sure and come back here and be promptly here, because you've got to have a product to make money on the internet. You've got to sell somebody something. And in fact, the Internet Challenge is selling an audio product. It's a teleseminar. It's recordings. It's audio. It's video. What Brett did this morning is multimedia. All of these technologies are dead easy to do. Believe me, I did it the hard way 5 years ago. And now I see software and technique and tools. And what I do is I just get up on stage, I pull up my toys, and I show you how them work. You know, I want you to see how easy that you can sit here at a little table and make it happen. So this afternoon, if you want to learn how all these fun products are made, that's what we're going to cover. They're fun to make, and I make money with it. I don't show people anything that I don't do myself. I use multimedia, I use video, I use audio to sell. So when you come this afternoon, we're going to see the inside workings, how it works. I look forward to seeing everybody. Thanks.
Thank you, Mike Stewart. All right, our next speaker expert, you have already met, but now we're going to have him reveal what he's going to reveal in his presentation from the UK. Let's welcome Alan Forrest Smith.
Thanks. What am I going to be revealing? Well, quite a few different things, but one of the main things I want you to watch out for tomorrow is something that most, even very successful internet marketeers just don't do. Why they don't do it, I don't know. And hopefully the experts are going to learn something as well, because I've done a lot of research, spent a lot of time looking at this, and it's going to be a real big problem. And the ones who grasp hold of it right now are the ones who are in it for the long term. And when you think about internet marketing and successful business and building a real business using the internet, you're going to have to use this. Because if you don't, you won't be a big player. I'm going to be going through a few other little things as well, some copywriting stuff, some online formatting, different things you can do to web pages to increase sales, increase response, and increase the way that you actually do your business, generate some profits and put money in the bank using your web business. So lots of different things, lots of different ideas, and I'll probably go off on a tangent like I normally do, but hopefully you'll be picking up a lot of good ideas. Okay.
Thank you, Alan Forrest Smith. Okay, our next speaker expert is a guy just like most of us who really didn't come from the best background. He'll tell you some more of that in his own presentation, but I can tell you this, he still has lead in his body. But he's an incredibly scientific marketer. Some people think, do I have to talk about internet marketing? You know, does that have to be my product? Actually, that's probably not the best product. He's used internet marketing and kept track of it and has revealed a lot of secrets in his other businesses. Let's welcome from the USA, from around the Detroit area, Mr. Stephen Pierce.
Let me ask everybody a quick question. How many of you in here do not have a web business yet? Okay. How many of you would like to change that? Okay. For those of you who do have a web business, how many of you are currently profitable with your web business? How many of you would like to double or triple those profits? Well, there's a saying that says, if it happens once, it's an accident. If it happens twice, it's a coincidence. If it happens three or more times, it's a pattern, right? I'm going to give you seven steps, surefire steps, that reveal the pattern into how people make seven figures selling information products online. How many of you would like to know that? It's going to happen tomorrow around 5:10, right? Tomorrow at 5:10, don't be late. Right? If you're going to be late, raise your hand. Okay, 5:10 tomorrow. I want to see you here, okay?
Good job. Stephen Pierce. The voice of authority. I'm not going to be late. Okay, hey, our next speaker expert started off with a bang. I mean, got into internet marketing. Does a few little things that you could do, turns around, sells a company for $11 million while he's still in college. I think he picked up something there, you know, like accident, coincidence, pattern. Let's welcome Mr. Kurt Christensen.
Thanks, Ted, and thanks for everyone here. So what I'm going to talk about during my presentation here at the World Internet Summit is a new thing that we've been working on for, you know, the past 4 years. So it's not exactly new, but we're going to teach people about residual income streams on the web, exactly how to set up automated businesses that run continually, that make money basically whether you work or not. That's the whole focus of the seminar, of course, but we're going to be talking about that on Sunday. Our best client so far is doing in excess of $50,000 a month. He's actually doing more than me. I'm only doing about $30,000 a month. So we're going to be talking about that, the whole process of how that works, and exactly how to set up those sites, set up those businesses. And basically, when it comes to internet marketing, it's exactly like Stephen said. Once you find something that works, you continue to implement it, modify it, and most importantly, repeat it. Do it again and again and again. And one of the things that we found over and over on the internet is that exactly the same things work again and again and again. Like Ted mentioned, the first company that we had, we did, if I remember correctly, we did about 5 major tweaks to the sales letter and to the follow-up process. Took a company that was doing about $450 a week in sales. You know, not stupendous, right? $450 a week, about $2,000 a month total. That was the sales for the entire company. We applied internet marketing stuff like we're learning here at the event. We turned that into $7,500 a week in less than a month. Same amount of leads, same general process. We just switched the internet marketing. So that was the first deal that we did. We've since applied that to all kinds of other markets. We have one of the top hobby sites on the web. If you go to hobbytron.com, it's on the top internet 40 websites for commercial websites. We did $1 million last December. That's in 1 month. And does about $15 million a year using the same things you're going to be learning here at the seminar. Exactly identical systems. That's what the internet basically comes down to, is repeatable processes. Once you do something once, you keep doing it again and again and again. So I'm going to be speaking Sunday at, let's see, I think it's 9:30, something like that, right after Ted. So you got to make sure you're up for Ted. And right after Ted, I'll be on for about an hour and 20 minutes. And we'll be speaking about that. A few of my customers from that know about this process are here in the event, so I'll be speaking with them as well. So I look forward to this event and hope you have an enjoyable and a very profitable time here in London. Thanks.
Thank you, Kurt Christensen. By the way, I've written a time or two about how the guru effect or the glow effect of publicity and fame, you know. In other words, once you get up on the stage, all of a sudden things change and people put a distance between you, right? But, of course, Kurt and I and Armand and most of us started back several years ago, and we were not on the stage. Kurt and I just met attending events like this, exchanging ideas, going out and trying things, and then the next thing you know, a few years later, with success like one website that makes $15 million in a year, it's good stuff. Speaking of millions of dollars, our next expert started with a bang. He made $4.2 million in his first 12 weeks. And then disaster struck. Sometimes, you got to be prepared for this because there's a good side and a bad side to everything, right? They unplugged his merchant account because they said if the guy's making that much money, he's got to be doing something illegal, right? But this guy demonstrates so many qualities. In addition to being a genius, he's known as one of the software developers of the world, and he truly is. But there are inner qualities too. Drive, motivation. He wasn't going to let that be the last $4.2 million he made. Last year, I know that he made approximately $4.2 million again, just to show it could be done. Is that a good attitude? Let's welcome, from the USA, born in the Philippines, Mr. Armand Morin.
Good morning. How many people came here to learn how to make money? Now, raise your hand if you came here to make a lot of money. Okay, a whole lot of money. Okay. What we're going to do is we're going to talk about something that people really don't like to talk about, and that is this. There's a lot of different strategies that you can make money on over the internet. You're going to learn all those different strategies this weekend. And a lot of things you may like, some of them you may not like. But I'm a pretty lazy person. Is that okay? Is it okay to not do anything and still make money? How many people would like to know how to do that? Okay, that is what I'm going to show you using methods that you don't have to have a website. Is that good? You don't have to have to know HTML. Okay, you don't have to have a domain name. You don't have to have literally anything, and you can do it all for less than 100 pounds. Is that good? Oh, and you can make thousands of dollars a month as a bonus. Is that better? That's exactly what we're going to talk about today, and I've only talked about it twice ever anyplace else in the world. So in about an hour or so,
10:25,
we're actually going to talk about that. So I'm going to be talking to you then. So again, thank you very much, and I'll talk to you after.
Thank you, Armin.
All right, our next speaker expert last year was sitting in the crowd. Last year was taking notes. Last year was making plans and determining to do things. She indeed did make herself an expert in a brief, very brief period of time. She's responsible for, well, last year she was responsible for $2,000 worth of sales in the Internet Challenge, which was just warming up. In addition to being an Internet marketer, I tell you what, I hope she shares something with you on a very special subject, but I'm going to leave that to the UK's own, Nicola Cairncross.
Everybody. Wow, thanks for a reception like that. Well, last year we came because somebody told us we had to come and it was going to be good. Hardly read any of the sales letters, just took this guy's word for it. And we were so lucky because the first person we met at breakfast was David Cavanagh. And he was, he paid me to say that. No, he didn't. So he was actually so enthusiastic and so passionate about what was going to be coming over the weekend, I started to get really excited. And we sat in the room and, you know, we just kept having those head-expanding moments where you just go, oh, my God. And you just got so many ideas. And it was interesting because Steve, my business partner, and I, he picked up on different things to I did. So there are certain things that aren't going to be for everybody, but there are certain things that are going to be for you. And the trick, I think, is to walk out of that room. And, I mean, Ted said, don't go home and try and put anything into action. Let it all sink in. And we just got home and thought, bugger that. We're getting straight on the internet. So Sunday night we actually got started with some of the stuff we'd learned. And it is that immediate and it had a very immediate impact. What am I going to be covering? I'm going to be covering the different ways that I make money online and then I'm going to be showing you how to do it. But I'm also going to be showing you something that I think is a bit different. I'm going to show you how to tap into the power of the press and the television to drive traffic to your website. Ever so easy, totally free, and it worked for me. So that's what I'll be doing.
Nicola Cairncross. Hey, she's very humble, but her publicity efforts, which she is going to reveal up to you, and that's what I was hoping she would do, she was on CNN broadcast worldwide. Do you think that could have any impact on your reputation, prestige, and earnings? All right. Nicola, thank you. All right, our next speaker expert is actually a Renaissance man. That's how we say it in the U.S. I think y'all say Renaissance man. He knows a whole lot about nearly everything that puts it together. And fortunately for you, or unfortunately, depends on, you can't turn him off. Once you get him going, he'll talk and talk and talk. That is fortunate. He's real easy to approach. Let's welcome from Australia, from Thailand, Mr. David Cavanagh.
Looks like Elvis Presley, doesn't he? Folks, most speakers have come up here and talked very positive. Can I talk negative for a minute? Answer me. Do you mind? Most people who leave here on Monday morning will do nothing, never make a dollar. Do you believe me, really? Okay. Because the truth of the matter is that's why I've put together a coaching program for 52 weeks to help you. Because I find people get hot and fuzzy and warm and they want exposure. You know, but the bottom line is they go out there and they never do anything. The speakers that are presenting this weekend and the whole time have got brilliant ideas, brilliant services, brilliant products, brilliant strategies. And if you take even one of them, you'll make a lot of money. But a lot of people go out, they're all hyped up and they never do a thing. So basically, that's why I put together a course, which I showed you last night. Now, I'm going to be covering that, and I'm also going to show you how to get a domain name, get some hosting, actually write your content straight away to the web within 5 minutes, and it costs you nothing. Is that fair? Yeah? Okay. And how to make money from it as well. I'm going to show you a few little strategies similar to what Brett did with his videos. And I'm also doing a presentation on Sunday about Autopilot Riches, which is Ted's product, just to show you how you need it. Because even though you don't know a lot about a lot of things so far, who agrees by now that you think Autopilot Riches is a necessity before anything just to put your whole package together? You see what I'm saying? It's no matter what you invest in or whatever you educate yourself, you need a bank to take your money to be able to, you know, get back to your clients. So I'm going to be showing you that on Sunday as well. In the meantime, I want to go and have brekkie. Thanks for having me here. I'm rude, I'm obnoxious, I'm loud, I talk a lot, but if I offend you, to make some cash, is that cool? Thank you.
Now, folks, did you see how slick he was? You just gave him permission to insult you. Hey, by the way, Kate, after this next speaker, I want to have you up for a brief one, if you don't mind. Okay, our next speaker expert is a gentleman. No, actually, is a boy. Who, I don't know what you were doing at 14, but I wasn't reading marketing material. He grew up a few years, and he has done deals with the top marketers in the world. He's made oodles and oodles of money overnight without a product, without a list. All he had going for him was this stupidity that you didn't need anything other than desire. Would you like to know his secrets? Yeah. Let's welcome from the USA a man who is now 20 years old, Mr. Jason Cox.
Thank you, Ted.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, it's really amazing. I just, you know, a few years ago, I was, you know, sitting in your seat, you know, watching all these people go up here, and I would never have dreamed that I'd be up here. And I just, it's really awesome. I really appreciate getting invited to these. And what I'm going to be talking about is the fact that before I was, you know, flying all around the world, just this year, I've been to Costa Rica, Australia, you know, now London, Florida. I've been speaking every month. Before I made $90,000 on stage in less than 80 minutes, before I sold hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of the first ebook I ever wrote, before I was brokering joint venture deals without a product, making, you know, $100 an hour for a few days on the weekend. Before I had sold stuff on eBay like turquoise or posters to Second Amendment freaks. Before I had lost tens of thousands of dollars and almost hit rock bottom, struggling for over 2 years. Before I'd actually read a single internet marketing book, attended a single seminar. Before I wrote hundreds and hundreds of pages of sales copy that would never sell a damn thing because it was so poorly written. Before I had ever knew anything about internet marketing, I was a little kid and I ran into money on the internet out of pure dumb luck. It was like I got struck in the head with a big bag of gold coins or something. And it put me in this spin that made me believe, you know, that you really can make money on the internet. And I'm serious, when I was 13 years old, I ran into money out of pure dumb luck on the internet playing video games. And it took 6 years to reflect back, struggling, losing lots of money, then making lots of money to finally discover what that big secret was about how I made money online before I knew anything about internet marketing. And and so my presentation is called, Where is the Easy Money At Online and How Can You Get It? And I talk on Saturday, and what I'm going to show you is the details of my new business plan. Exactly step by step how I set up my business plan, how all the parts play, and how you can set it up too. So it's Saturday, and I look forward to presenting it for you guys.
Thank you, Jason Cox. One of the nice things I like about having Jason, you know, in the group is that there are certain excuses that I hear over and over again. One of them is, I don't have any money. How much money does a 13-year-old have? Other one is, I'm too old. And the other one is, I'm too young. Not so. Hey, our next person is indeed an expert, but not actually speaking. Kate, would you come up? I'd like to recognize you. And this is Kate Henderson. Hey, Kate, that's a very nice shirt or blouse, huh?
Oh, thank you.
And you have some other people here working with you that are wearing the same kind of things, right?
Yes, I do. I have Eric over in the corner over here. I've got Michael at the back, Susie, Rob, Tracy, and Margaret as well. So any questions, come to me or either of these guys, and they'll be able to help you out.
Excellent. And you're helping us out. You are here as, what is your function with us?
I'm the event coordinator. So I've, corresponded with Alan and the rest of the crew to put the event on.
And that means you negotiated with the hotel, you kind of keep things running smoothly.
That's correct.
And so does anybody in here see in their future the fact that they might want to put an event on? Any of us? So I'm sure anybody wants your business card, they can contact you.
Most definitely.
Let's give Kate a good hand. Thanks, Kate. You're really helping a lot. Okay, our next speaker expert, you have met her. She presented yesterday. And again, the amazing thing that I told you about her, kind of like Nicola, two characteristics. Number one, doing the doggone stuff. And number one, doing it some more. Success is almost inevitable, especially when you get someone like the Rebel Aussie businesswoman. Let's welcome from Australia, Jenny Armato.
Good morning. How are we today? Good. Excellent. Did you have a good time yesterday? Yes. Did you have a good time last night? Yes. Pretty exciting stuff. The next couple of days, remember, everything we teach you is going to fit into how many things? Let's show them how much we learn. How many things do you need to remember?
Two.
And when we get someone to our website, what do we want them to do? Excellent. My work is now complete. It was great fun yesterday, and it's terrific to see so many fired up people, because this is the start. And although we've talked about what happens afterwards and a lot of people don't go on to take action, I think a lot of that has to do with how you participate during the event, right? So you're off to a good start. Now, what I'm going to talk to you about tomorrow relates to customers. Who would like to have customers that spend $100,000 with them a year? What about $200,000 a year? Have I got everyone's attention? What about if you just had one customer that spent $100,000 a year with you? Would you be happy with that? Pretty good start. I'm going to show you exactly how I've done that. My presentation is going to give you some insights into how you can literally go away and gather information about your potential market in just the next couple of days, and potentially you can make some money before you've even started with a business. Does that attract you? Okay, my presentation title is Simple Strategies for Selling on Search Engines to Make the Most Amount of Money from the Most Amount of People, and turning that into customers that spend $100,000 a year with you. My presentation is two before Stephen, so to ensure you're not late to Stephen's, be on time for mine. See you then.
Jenny Armato. By the way, wouldn't that sound, if you weren't here on your second day, wouldn't that sound like incredible hype and BS to get a customer that will earn you $100,000? Yeah, but you can believe that now, right? I can guarantee you she's telling the truth. Hey, another guy, the next expert, routinely creates $100,000 promotions, $300,000 promotions, $500,000 promotions. I don't even know what his record is. But he's got a very unique skill, very valuable skill, in addition to his creativity, which you saw demonstrated today, it's all wrapped around copywriting, marketing, understanding the customer. And this is his genius, making it simple. Last night was a good example. He sends out an email with like two or three sentences in it and says, go see this video. I saw that. I said, that's incredible. So I send out to my database an email that has like 25 sentences. I get it complicated. He gets it simple. Listen to Brett McFall from Australia.
Okay. I am not going to talk to you about the internet. I hate the internet. No, I don't. But I'm not going to talk to you about the internet. Do you know what I'm going to show you? 8:30 a.m. Saturday. I'm going to show you this. Because I'm going to show you what you really want and why you're really here at this seminar. I'm going to show you how to holiday in Hawaii anytime you want using none of your own money. If you want to go to Hawaii, you be here at 8:30 tomorrow morning on the dot. I start whether you're here or not. Just listen out for the Hawaii 5-0 music. See you then, folks.
Brett McFall. All right, and the next expert is also one of the co-hosts of the World Internet Summit. He's one of Australia's top businessmen. He's got one of the fastest growing hosting companies in the entire world. He started from less than scratch. Let's welcome from Shanghai, China, now in Melbourne, Australia, Tom Hua.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Look, first of all, my English is not as good as Bruce. So excuse me if I make some mistakes while I speak to you. Okay, I'm here to share a few things with you this afternoon. I believe it's around 3 o'clock. I'll be sharing some of my personal experience with you to start with. As Ted said, that I started with less than nothing on the internet. You might not be interested in what my personal life is, but what's important is that if a guy like me speak half English, can hardly type, can make internet work for me, then everyone in this room can make internet business work for you too. Now, for the following 3 days, you'll be receiving lots of information, lots of ideas of setting up a business on the internet. What I'm going to share with you this afternoon is that I will give you a very simple system, a simple system that's no more complicated than 1, 2, 3. So no matter what you do, though this simple system is actually the foundation, the principle of any online business. So as long as you memorize those three key elements I'm going to share with you this afternoon with that simple system, you will be on the right track with your online business. And on top of that, I'll be sharing some advanced traffic generation techniques with you that will help you to speed up your business, online business, by at least 5 times. How would you like that? Okay, yesterday we spoke about products, where we get some bonuses, where we get all the products. And this afternoon I will also give you an opportunity to have access, instant access, to 148 exclusive products with graphics, websites, sales pages, everything written for you to have the knowledge that you know that when you get out of the door at the end of my presentation, you know you have the opportunity to have your internet business set up instantly. How would you like that? Okay, that's great. So I'm looking forward to speaking to you this afternoon. Thank you very much.
Tom Hua. Thank you. All right, and then the last speaker expert is Ted Siyuba. Would you come up, Ted, and say a few words? Yeah. All right, what I'm going to talk about at 8:30 in the morning on Sunday, so not too hard on Saturday night. We do have a party for you on Saturday night, right? Is something quite ironically not directly internet related, It's something that's become a passion of mine and just evolved into it the last year. But it's more important than the marketing and technical knowledge you must have to be a success on the internet. And I'm going to give you some tools, going to give you some insights that can help you turn yourself quite easily into some of the people that you've seen. Why is it that Tom Hua is on the stage here today? Why is it that Jenny Armato here, that Nicola Carencross, Brett McFall, there are certain characteristics that they understand, and there's certain things they do. Do you think you could benefit from any of those? Yes. They'll be yours at the end of my presentation. You'll have them all. Don't miss that one. Thanks, Ted. Ted Zayuba. All right, a few little things I want to cover. Doesn't happen too often, but anybody who's got a cell phone and you got to have it on, would you put it on vibrate? It can be a distraction. Breaks are pretty much on time, so when you have got a break, hey, can you also take this? When a break's coming up, try and be back on time. There's a number of resources that we've put up just for you. Yesterday we let a few empty coffee cups get on the joint venture table. Today we're going to keep it clean. That is a resource that is oh so valuable to you, because you have the ability to put anything that you want there that people can pick up. You have the ability to pick up anything that is there, which relates into the next thing, networking. Please, please, whatever you do, make sure that you're not a turtle in a shell. Get out, meet the people. Everybody's came here for the same reason. I think Armin asked, how many people came here to learn how to make a lot of money? Yeah. Now, how many people came here to learn how to make a lot of money quickly and easily? Yeah. How many people came here to learn how to make a lot of money quickly and easily and without any work? Everybody's here for the same purpose. Share with them. But that brings up another thing that comes up every now and then. People ask, well, can we pass a list around so we can get everybody's name and email address? And the answer is a definite and resounding no. It's a good idea, but, and again, by the way, America's ahead of you in litigation, but not, you're accelerating, right? It's happening in the UK. It exposes us to legal liabilities, which I know you wouldn't do if you knew what was really happening. It would be like asking us, listen, why don't I pay you under the table and don't charge me VAT? Now, I don't have the ability to not charge you VAT, do I? And not without breaking the law, right? So it's the same thing. Spam is a big problem. Certain women don't want to be molested either, because you never know what's going on. And if we wanted, by the way, as the promoters, we've already got everybody's name and email address. Is that not true? We could just print it out and give it to you. So we can't do it that way in an organized manner. And if anybody starts to pass something around, number one, please stop it and pick it up. And number two, if we know who it is, let me know, because I will be the person. You know, the buck stops here, I'll talk to him. If it happens twice, I'll get you out. And it's just, you can't expose us to legal liability. We can't be involved. But we've solved that. Have we not got and given grace to every single opportunity to meet, greet, exchange information? Tell people what you're doing. So please, I repeat, be here. Don't be a turtle in a shell and get with people. By the way, we will also, and we're not going to announce right here, right now, but we will have one-on-one guru consulting sessions where a certain number of people will actually get assigned a speaker and a time to meet with them one-on-one. Be thinking now what you would like to get some one-on-one guru advice about. Now, it's a little bit different than meeting in the hallway and just happening to have a conversation versus going off on a place by yourself, right? So that's another valuable resource we want to have for you. I already told you to keep your lottery tickets. You want to make sure you do that. Also, by the way, how many of us suspect that the speakers, at the end of their presentation, they may make a special offer? Everybody should raise their hand. Couple things about that, and I like to just cover it right up front. Number one, of course, we couldn't get these speakers if they weren't having the ability to make money. Right? That's how they get paid. We didn't pay them. Number two, the offers that you get here will be absolutely special that you cannot get anywhere else. And for instance, I can tell you the offer that I'm making. I mean, not only is it you couldn't get it for the same price anywhere else, you couldn't even get it anywhere else. And so all the speakers are going to be doing that special kind of thing for you. You're not going to be forced to buy anything at all, right? But let me ask you this. Do you think if you get a genius, and I'm just going to pull a name out of the air, Armin Morin, a genius like Armin Morin, to speak for an hour and 35 minutes, that you can learn everything that could benefit you out of him in an hour and 35 minutes? So if you resonate with him, you might need more. If you resonate with what Brett's saying about copywriting, do you recognize that you might need or want more? You might. Your experience is absolutely complete without it because that's the way it's designed. But if you want more, you got it. No issues. Some of the things, for instance, how many of you think you might get an offer, a special offer that you can't get anywhere else about autopilot riches? How many think that might happen? Tools that you need. You came here to learn how to actually get on the internet and start making money. Is that not true? You can't be an internet marketer without a tool like Autopilot Riches. It just won't happen. But the biggest thing I can think of, reality check, why did we come here? Okay, we're all agreed. Now, would you take the advice of a fat, blubbering slob about how to lose weight and look attractive? No, okay. Would you take the advice about a 44-year-old who has never earned a single entrepreneurial dollar in his life and is still earning about 25 grand a year about how to make a fortune in the stock market? Would you take the advice from someone who is teaching you how to sell who doesn't make you an offer? I think we can move on to the next subject. How about that? The next subject is actually on those offers. They'll all be priced in U.S. dollars. That is the language of the Internet. Are we not agreed on that? Yeah. Okay. Now, again, we've talked approximately if someone says this product is $400, you can do the calculation. That's approximately 200 pounds. And VAT, you know, you're the one that's got this country. You know it's a high-tax country. I think 17.5% is outrageous. Do I have anybody agree? Yes. But we can't do anything about that, can we? You need to vote somebody else in. I think you're going to be doing that, aren't you? I didn't. Someone told me, they're all the same. Name changes, taxes keep going up, right? All right, so let's change focus a little bit. You have told me you are here to learn to make money. Learn to make money quickly, easily, autopilot, residual. Are we not all agreed? What does that mean to you? What kind of life do you want? What kind of opportunities do you want? Show of hands, somebody, give us some.
I'd like some more time to spend with my children. That's what more money would do for me. It would free up my time.
Isn't that good? Time, I agree. Somebody else, what would that mean to you up here or right there? Actually, do we have another mic runner? Yet we need you in the crowd.
More money would give me more choices.
And what in your arena of the world, what choices, what might that mean to you?
More opportunity to make even more money.
More opportunity to make even more money. Hey, by the way, now there's a genius in this stuff. How many of us would really like to contribute money to a worthy cause?
Yeah.
All of us would, right? It's part of actualization. Guess what? The other day, I contributed $35,000 to Child Reach. But do you want to know something? It wasn't my money. When you get this stuff going, it's like a rock star. A rock star shows up and does a concert and gives the proceeds to somebody to get credit for it, right? It wasn't their money. So I did the same thing. I did a promotion and just directed the funds there, and I didn't have to. You know what I mean? Amazing things can happen.
I want to make enough money to be able to do what I love doing. I love doing music. I'm a singer-songwriter, and I've had a fair amount of success with it, but I want to have huge success.
Huge success. Yeah. I love it.
I need money to promote myself. And
money
I'm going
to
be
promote.
A star, yeah.
do what you want to do.
That's what I'm here for.
You're going to have to come to Nashville, by the way.
I'll do that.
We'll see you there. Yeah, that's an easy sell for a musician. Good. The freedom to do what it is you want, build your other career. In other words, internet marketing is an easy route to do what we really want to do with our passion. Excellent.
Similar to the last one, what I love to do doesn't earn very much money because I work in small-scale theatre and work with a youth theatre company. So I'd really like to have an income stream that generates money without me having to do anything, well, very much to it, so that I can spend most of my time working with the kids that I work with.
Excellent. Freedom again. It's freedom theme comes up again and again and again.
I want to be able to leave my job.
Just cut right to the chase. By the way, that seems like a challenge when you are on this side of doing that. But after you do it and your income's multiples of what it was before, you think, just like riding a bike, gee, that wasn't so hard, even though you fell down a few times getting it together. Next person, right here.
Hi, Jane. We met yesterday. Very much on the same themes. My first choice was I want to do what I want, when I want, with whoever I want. But
Jeff.
I was listening to a CD with Joe Vitale and a guy called Winston. And Winston summed it up because he said he wanted to live on the beaches of the world with oceans of money lapping all over him. And that's me.
Excellent, excellent. Somebody else, what does making this easy money mean to you?
Hi, it means not being told what to do by the idiots who are much worse than me at the job.
Has anybody else ever felt frustrated on their job? You know, everybody heard that, what a job is. J-O-B is just over broke. You know, they had, I was reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad on the plane over. Good book, by the way. There's another one, by the way, you know what the subtitle of Rich Dad, Poor Dad is? What the rich people know that the poor and middle class don't. There's another good book I'd recommend because you're going to start generating excess cash. I mean, it only takes so much. How many cars do you need, right? How many houses do you need, you know, and how good of clothes can you have? And so you're going to be starting looking for investments. He got another book, Rich Dad's Guide to Investing, what the rich invest in that the poor and middle class don't. I also recommend that. It's a good book. Okay, next, got right here.
Hi, everyone. My name's Tricia. What I'd like to achieve is have a huge financial pipeline. I believe this is it. And I have a strong desire to help orphans, especially in Africa. I'm a wellness consultant, and we have products that are proven to help children and who are dying of AIDS. So that is a passion that I have.
Passion. Notice that word. Yes. Two more folks. Got one right here.
Hi, folks. My name is Paul. I've got three steps in my personal plan here. The first one's, as everybody's been saying, your own business that generates a cash flow to give you the time freedom. Then I want to use the time freedom to actually spend something I'm fairly passionate about, which is helping people. There's a lot of people around in real problems with debt and things like this, and they haven't got a clue. I mean, they don't know what you know and what I know, and so they need help. And the third thing is use that cash, because I've got a goal where I want to give £10,000 a month to charities that help people. So there's my three-step goals.
Love it. Love it. One more, last one, right here on the front table.
Hi, I'm Janet. I would use this money, I think, to de-stress my life. I think it would, because I'm sort of, like most people here, are overworked and underpaid. I think everyone can relate to that. I think that when you're constantly got an eye on the overdraft, on the bank balance, when you're employing people, I think an injection of capital would really help me to develop my business in the way I want to without the stresses of where the money is going to come to pay for overheads and employees, etc.
Excellent. An internet business does generate more money, ironically, and is a whole lot less stressful than a regular business. Very good. So you've told me about the kind of things that internet success would mean to you. And, you know, if we had more time, we would hear people saying, yeah, I like to be able to market at zero cost. How much money did we spend last night on marketing the website we built? Zero cost. I mean, we did have commissions, but they come after the fact, right? Other people say, I like to deliver a product at no cost. I like to have no employees, on and on and on. Last year, I was going to the Dominican Republic for 7 or 8 days, and the morning that I left, you know, I go down and you'll get into this habit. First thing you do every morning is go down and check your email to see how much money you made overnight, right? And I looked at this thing, and I said, wow, well, that's nice. I mean, here it is, Thursday morning. I'm going to be leaving at 9 a.m., and I've already made enough money this morning to pay for the entire trip. Talk about taking stress away. That'll do that, right? So we could go on and on. But the point is, it means something to each of us. And it means something slightly different to each of us. So what I'd like for us to do now, if you want to play along with this little game, is kind of wiggle in your chair, get relaxed, close your eyes. We're going to do a visualization. And in this visualization, first thing you want to do is maybe take a deep breath to, you know, maybe stretch, kind of like get the energies to flow. And maybe if we could dim the lights just slightly, just for a few minutes here. What I want you to do is imagine in your mind that you are now maybe 2, maybe 3 years ahead in the future. And I want you to imagine what your life is like. What are you doing as a result of having attended the World Internet Summit, having decided to get your act together on the Internet, having decided to go for this quote-unquote easy money? Now, you've got your business going. You can run down at any time and check your email and see how much money you made overnight. But what is it that you're really doing? Are you vacationing in Hawaii, letting other people pay all the expenses? Are you helping your favorite charity project? Is your family now having new opportunities that they never would have, could have had? Who are you with? In fact, imagine that you're with them, and depending on your own choice, having a cup of coffee or maybe a cocktail. What is it that you're saying? Where are you? You're celebrating this incredible success and lifestyle. Do you have new friends? A whole new circle that's opened up? Did you take some of the old ones with you? What do you hear? What kind of house do you have? What kind of car do you drive? What kind of no stress do you have when you get one of these unexpected bills? A car breakdown happens to everybody every now and then, but you can afford it. It's just maybe an inconvenience. Because you have the lifestyle. You have the things that back here in 2005 in London, Heathrow Renaissance, you had the vision to see. You took a few moments to get it together to realize what it really is you want, and now you have it. And just as an exercise, a lot of people tend to think of a house as being symbolic of where they are, who they are, what they've accomplished. See the house. Let's take a look from the outside. You're driving up. What kind of house is it? Is it two-story, one-story? Is it brick? Is it on the ocean? Is it in the mountains? Is it in the city? Is it rural? Who is there with you? Are they at your side as you're walking in the front door? And what do you see when you walk in the front door? Is it big and palatial, like a royal estate? Or is it the cute little bungalow that you always wanted in your second home? Feel how good it feels. Feel and celebrate that this moment you are actually living the realization of what you intended to have manifest in your life. Feel and celebrate, and I'm just going to be quiet for about 10 seconds. Enjoy where you're at. Okay, come on back if you would. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You might want to take a deep breath. Now, it's up to you from what you do between now and then to make that happen. It can happen and should happen. How many people felt good about that one? Show of hands. Excellent, excellent. Now, here's a reality question. We've all just visualized our life. We've projected it ahead so that we can create and fill it in. Why don't we have that life right now already? There are a number of things. But the basic issue... let me ask a couple questions on the way. If you're working for a salary... what do you have to give up before you even get your check? Time. You're getting paid for time, aren't you? And have you ever noticed that they tell you, oh, we've given you a good job. We are going to give you 2,000 pounds a week or a month or whatever. And you say, great. Now, when you get your paycheck at the end of the week or the month, why does it never say 2,000 pounds? Taxes. In the internet business, now I'm not a tax expert, but I can tell you this, in the internet business, you don't pay taxes till the end of the year on whatever's left over after you do everything else. Now, in the real world, when you're getting a job, you get taxes taken out first, do you not? Now, so they say, that's not 2,000 pounds a week anymore, we're giving you a promotion, and now it's 3,000 pounds. And proportionally, did you ever notice that you make less money, not more? Because of? Yeah, you can learn to manipulate that, honestly, legally, ethically. By the way, I could show you ways in certain opportunities to make millions of dollars and never pay a cent in taxes. I'll touch on it briefly in my presentation. By the way, I'm not the only one in this crowd who can show you how to do that either. There are other people who can show you how to do that. But that's part of it, getting our stuff together with the taxes. And, you know, didn't you always hear, work hard, be honest, and you'll get ahead? How many of us here are literally hard workers? Show of hands. It looks pretty unanimous. Then why aren't you getting ahead the way you want to? The reality is, hard work doesn't work. And another thing, by the way, when they give you that raise and proportionally pay you less, there's another thing that's going on. They tell you, we're going to give you a 4% raise and they expect you to feel grateful, right? What was the current rate of inflation over the last year? So you're going backwards. Do you think it's designed that way on purpose? Yeah, it is. It's designed against people. Once you start making income and associating with other people who are making income, well, let me ask you this. The other day I had a need. I said, I need some money, a big chunk of money, right? Money's always coming in. Well, that's another thing, by the way, cash flow is really great. But I had a real need come up. I sat down and asked myself, Ted, what can I do? Oh, I know what I'll do. I'll write a sales letter. A few weeks later, I had made an extra, additional, separate $250,000. Can you do that on your job? Decide you'd like more money. Can you do that when you've got a list of fans and customers and clients? Yeah, real easy. And what does it cost to do that, by the way? Nothing. Right. Time. It took a little time. By the way, on that quarter mil job, I wrote the sales letter. But guess who did the actual work of creating the product? Not me. I listened to Armin's speech. So here's what Napoleon Hill has to say, author of Think and Grow Rich. If you are one of those that believe that hard work and honesty alone will bring riches, perish the thought. It is not true. Riches, when they come in large quantities, are always the result of definite demands made and along the lines of definite principles, not by chance or luck, not working hard. Robert Kiyosaki said, "Oh, that Think and Grow Rich is a great book, but did you notice it's not called Work Hard and Grow Rich?" We're in the right place at the right time. Here's what it is. Knowledge is what is preventing you. Knowledge is why you're at where you're at right now. Knowledge is what will be the key. Knowledge and action, of course. But are there people making a good living on the internet? Are there people doing every single one of the things that we talked about? More time with my children, less stress on my other job, ability to, you know, live with charity, ability to tell my boss sayonara. Are there people doing that on the internet? Are they different than you? Are they exceptional? No. Only difference is they gathered the knowledge, and that's what you want. If you knew how, you could do it. Guess what? Do you have a suspicion that you will learn everything that you need this weekend to do that? That is our sole purpose. And part of that whole process is leverage. Leverage, leverage. I used to work as a university professor, university instructor, in writing. And I'd go home with a stack of papers that I had to spend hours grading, and how much money did I make? And I turned that thing around. I said, wait a minute. Shakespeare, by the way, is my favorite author and poet of all time. So I'm going to go see it. Thanks to Paul Fugle, by the way, who's in the crowd. One Brit says, "Hey, we'll take you to Stratford-upon-Avon and we'll go see A Midsummer Night's Dream at Shakespeare Royal Theater. A dream come true." But what I'm getting about, now I write a sales letter and I can make $250,000. What turned around? The only thing that turned around is that, when I was at the professor, by the way, I was an esteemed community member. Did you know that? Aren't broke? But getting the secrets, getting the knowledge, saying, wait, others are doing this. I can do it too. So you can do it. And that's what this whole thing is about, folks. It's about getting here, getting in, seeing the internet challenge, what makes it work? Knowledge. It's about JV Table, making connections, networking. It's about listening to Brett McFaul. It's about listening to Jason Cox, learning the secrets that they've used to be successful. It's about getting the one-on-one guru consulting sessions. It's instruction. It's strategic implementation. It's about getting your questions answered. It's about deciding what you can do, following up. It's about learning how to use upsells, downsells, back-end offers, what's a lead generator, how to do front page. It's all about that and nothing more. Are you happy with that? You know, a lot of people, they come to these events and they say, well, what the heck? It's guaranteed, right? Anybody knows if they don't like what they're getting, they can walk out and get their money back, right? So I have nothing at risk. Now, that's a marketing ploy. That's one of the things you came here to learn, that you tell people they have nothing at risk, and if they want their money back, they can literally have it back. But this is not the case. You do have a lot at risk. What were you thinking about? What were you visualizing when we had our eyes closed? That's what you have at risk. You could continue to live a life of mediocrity, frustration, limitation on every side, or you can take what you learn, what is designed specifically by people who are walking the talk. These are not university professors who have never had a business telling you what to do. These are top-level internet marketers who distinguish themselves. By the way, as the co-hosts of the World Internet Summit, we have literally hundreds of people asking us if they can get on the stage. How many speakers do you have here? Do you know? There's a reason. you have not my dream at risk, not Tom Hua's dream at risk. You have your dream at risk. Is that serious? We're going to take a short break. Be back at, I think, is it 10:25? 15-minute break. Be back. Folks, live your dreams and go for it with passion.